Mickey Adams has left Tranmere this weekend, and it's not the best time of season for it to happen, is it?
No, it's not. Very disappointing end to his time in charge at the club. Very disappointing on Saturday. The result was certainly not what we were looking for, although I thought the performance wasn't as bad as the result suggested. I think 3-0 maybe flattered Oxford, but at this time of the season, it's not so much performance. Everything for Tranmere at the moment is about results. It's very disappointing that he has lost his job. But we've got to move on, and we've got two matches to look at, and we're desperate now to get something out of these two matches.
Four defeats in a row without scoring in them, 10 defeats out of 13. Is this what needed to happen for Tranmere to have any chance of staying up?
Well, it's a difficult one. You know, Mark has decided to back his manager, and rightly so, and give him the opportunity. But unfortunately, on the pitch, it hasn't followed. The results haven't come in. And for quite a period now, you know, things have been really hard for the club. Trying to pick up a couple of results have been very, very difficult. And yet I do believe, I've watched nearly all the matches over the last few months, and I do believe there's enough talent in there to get the results, but they haven't been coming. So it's been brought to a head, and here we are now with two matches left. And it's desperate that we need to get something out of these two matches, obviously.
Who's to blame them? Is it the players, as you say, that there is a lot of talent in that dressing room, or is it the coaching staff for not getting that talent out of them?
Well, talking from a personal point of view, it is the players when you go out onto the pitch, but then they do need guidance. They do need a game plan. And I would have to admit that over a period of time, in my opinion, that's been lacking. I didn't see how they were actually trying to win the game. So on top of that, there looked to be a lot of confusion. There was a lot of changes in formation, in the tactics, and the personnel, which all sort of makes it very unstable. And the performance sort of were reflecting that state of mind. So, the buck stops at the top with the manager. When I was managing, I took responsibility for everything, for the good and the bad. So, in football, I think it has to stop with the manager. And, that's probably where we are at the moment.
We've seen Alan Rodgers this week and really pointing the finger at the players, criticising their performance, saying they need to have a look at themselves, especially after the way they played against Oxford. And I think a lot of fans would agree with that, because there didn't seem to be as much in the second half as perhaps there has been in other games this season.
Well, yeah, I think the two early goals straight after half-time and everything else that has happened up to this, then that has taken its toll on the players. There was a knockout punch less than, was it 5 minutes into the second half, and that's just to kill everybody. Then it is very difficult to muster yourself again and get up and going. And then, it led to a third goal, which game was over then. I think the boys have been really struggling. This certainly looked to me as if they've been playing under pressure. And that comes from being at the bottom of the league nearly all year. And that's just the way it is. It's not easy. And very difficult to raise and motivate yourselves. But, I would go back again and say that the instruction and the style of play and the tactics being employed look to me as if the players have sort of been confused with too many changes in formation and personnel.
Has this change happened too late in the day to have an effect on what league Tranmere will be playing in next season then, do you think?
Well, I'm not sure about that. But what I do know is that the other two teams in Cheltenham and Hartlepool, if you look at the fixtures they have, I don't fancy them to get a result in either of those games. So as we're starting today, I would think that if Tranmere could get one win, I think they've got a great chance of still getting out of this. But whether or not they can get that result. If they can get one result, it might be enough. Obviously, we would like two results, but I'm still very optimistic that I would still have a belief in the players. I think there's enough talent in that side to get a result.
Sean Garnett and Alan Rodgers in charge now then for the next two games. Your thoughts on that?
Well, what else can you do at the moment? It's very late in the day for Mark to do anything different. Sean's a good guy. He was at the club when I was there as a young player. He actually came up and played for me at Morecambe. And, he's well known in and around the place. Alan obviously knows the boys. He's been working with them over the last 3 or 4 months. So, let's hope they can give them some definite instruction how to approach the next two games, and that the players can understand and take it out onto the pitch and get the result that we need.
And it could just give them a bit of a lift, having maybe a new face in Sean in that dressing room, because he's mainly been involved with that youth team. He can come in, be a bit of fresh air, maybe.
Well, you know, he has got an awful lot of time to make any real significant difference, I don't think. It's very late in the day. It is just sometimes that if the manager goes, maybe sometimes the players were under a little bit of pressure from that manager, it'll be hopefully a weight lifted off some of their shoulders, although they are under tremendous pressure at the moment. Hopefully that they can feel sort of relieved or refreshed, and they have it in them to get out there and put a performance in. It's just, you know, two games, 90 minutes, and they've just got to go hell for leather. But what I'm saying is, and what I would like to happen over the next 2 weeks, is that you actually give these boys a plan so that they know what they're trying, how they're trying to win the game.
Just looking at Mickey in general, and I think a lot of people were very impressed when Tranmere brought him in. He's one of the biggest name managers in terms of pedigree that the club have ever had. So a lot of people will be very disappointed with how it's worked out, because he did initially get them moving up the table, and then since January things have just made a turn for the worse.
Yeah, they certainly had, because I watched him before Christmas time, and I thought that, once again, what you're saying there, the talent in the squad were good enough to be finishing mid-table. But after Christmas, with the I think, you know, if you add up the two factors, one, the changes in personnel, there's been far too many players used. Two, the changes in formation, you know, that's confused everybody. They weren't able to settle down into a consistent pattern of play that was going to allow them to win the games. It was chop and change far too often. I think the players have got confused with what's going on, and they've lost the way, and with that they've lost results. And that was, you know, quite a shock to the system, from looking at a solid mid-table side to going on this losing run and not being able to stop that. You know, that has been disappointing, and I know the supporters are very disappointed. But, you know, from where I am, as I've said again, I think that if we can get a result, the other two teams, Hartlepool and Cheltenham, have got real difficult fixtures. I don't fancy them to get a result. So what we know we need is at least one win.
And I guess the big thing for Tranmere is to make sure it does at least go down to that last game of the season against Bury, which, you know, it could be the turning point in the club's history.
Well, that's right. But in some terms, it's out of our hands. It does depend on what the other two teams do with Hartlepool and Cheltenham. If they don't get a result on Saturday, then it will go down to the last game. Right. And, you know, we can't influence or affect anything that's going to happen for those other two teams. It's just down to us to get out there, focus on our game plan, and get out there, pick the right team, the right personnel, and get out there with a game plan that's going to allow us to win the game.